On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Tuesday, the 17th of August. Shall we find out what happened on this day?
Let's do that. He played Dr. Terence Elliott in A Country Practice. Today, Shane Porteous is 79.
One of the best actors going around.
You talking to me?
Robert De Niro. Today, turns 78.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Former Formula One racing driver Nelson Piquet is 69.
Lead vocalist with this band, Dexy's Midnight Runners, Kevin Rowland is 68.
Former VFL and AFL coach Mick Malthouse is 68.
This Australian actress and TV presenter embodies my childhood, Noni Hazelhurst.
G'day, welcome to the program.
Today she's 68.
American singer Belinda Carlisle is 63.
US actor Sean Penn today, 61.
US singer-songwriter Maria McKee is today 57. She only had the one big hit, and it was this. Shirley Heaven from the Days of Thunder soundtrack.
Technically, she had two big songs because she wrote A Good Heart, which was a hit for Fergal Sharkey.
I stand corrected.
Donnie Wahlberg, he was in New Kids on the Block. He's 52. There's so much
we can do. And former American tennis champion Jim Courier is today 51.
It was on this day, back in 1859, Blondin crossed the Niagara Falls while carrying his manager, Harry Colcord, on his back. Who does that?
Blondin does. George Orwell's classic Animal Farm was published on this day in 1945.
In 1961, Patsy Cline did a cover of Willie Nelson's song, and this was it.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
I like her version better than Willie's.
Me too.
In 1970, Christine McVie joined Fleetwood Mac.
In 1980, Lindy and Michael Chamberlain's nine-week-old daughter Azaria disappeared from a tent at Uluru.
Then President Bill Clinton said this.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate.
Yeah, naughty boy. And that was on this day. The Monica Lewinsky incident, of course, 1998.
And in 2009, Costco opened their first store in Australia in Melbourne.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 17th of August.